Tudo bem, vou estar próprio que está abrindo. As this is very importantly is that we make some muzakara of Salah all the time. Because we become rusted sometime, we forget how to make the Takbir al-Tahreema sometime, how to tie the hands, we get lax. So every now and then we have to make some muzakara when it comes to Salah, and we can perfect our namaz. When it comes to Salah and Ibadat, is that once off that I get it right? As you go on, sometimes back will pain, the knee will pain, sometimes the hands get a bit lax, the head gets a bit lax. Then a person loses his proper tartib and composure in Salah. So, among the adab, etiquette, sunnat, mustahabat of Salah, then when you are standing and the feet will be facing towards the Qibla, feet facing towards the Qibla, we check our feet also when you're standing in Salah, how are we standing? Whether our feet are facing towards the Qibla or not. And as we always say, when you go to the gym, then we're very, very particular. Trainer says, must do like this, breathe in, breathe out. And if we're training somebody junior, then we act like a senior also. Hey, make sure you breathe in and you breathe out. Otherwise, you won't get the results that you want to. In the same way, when the proper results from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for our salah, the salah becomes such a salah that we can draw from the treasures of Allah. Allah ta'ala gave us salah to take from His treasures. So we've got to get our salah 100% as far as possible. So our feet facing towards the Qibla. Now what happens? We make muzakara, but when I start my namaz, I go to my default mode. What they learn in maktab, and we carry on like that. That's why this is bimari illness of being negligent, being heedless, what you call ghaflat. The major disease, we just forget. We start something, we forget. We start eating, we forget dua. Finish it, we forget the dua. We drink water also, we forget the dua. So these programs and these majalis are to make us conscious all the time. But salah is the main thing. If I can stand straight in salah, then I can walk straight out of salah. That's what salah is for. If I'm conscious now how I'm standing, then they say a person now who's conscious about how he stands before Allah in this world, in the day of Qiyamah, his standing will be light for him. A little bit heavy now, will be lighter there. So better be conscious now. And on that day, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. The day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown, all will fall unconscious. Allah Ta'ala will keep his heart alive. Allah will make it light. So very importantly, we stand with our feet facing towards the Qibla and four fingers apart. As far as possible, this is mustahab, to keep the feet four fingers apart. So we keep our feet four fingers apart facing towards the Qibla. You will just start getting this at least one sunnah for the week. Just being conscious. Right? Sometimes we forget also. Sometimes we so busy or our mind is wandering, we forget that the foot has to be a little bit in, or the foot sometimes is what is 10 to 2, they say. Hazrat says now one foot is facing towards Hollywood, one is facing Bollywood. That's where you're connecting. So you got no concentration in salah. Now if you want concentration in salah, then both the feet have to face towards Baytullah, Ka'batullah, Makkah Mukarramah. Then you're connected over there. At least tie our feet as far as possible, inshallah. Continuing with our kitab, we were reading about Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat, the title, Hazrat Haji, because he was Haji, made Hajj. Imdadullah was his name. Muhajir, from Hijrat, he made Hijrat Makki to Makkah Mukarramah. So Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who we can call our great, great Dada Sheikh. Right? We are abed to Hazrat Abdul Hamidah. Marana was bi'at to Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah was bi'at to Marana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali. And Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahimahullah was bi'at to Hazrat Thalmi Rahmatullah Ali. Marana Ashab Ali Thalmi Rahmatullah Ali, who was bi'at to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So in regards to his malfuzat and his sayings and his teachings, the mention over here is senior personality relates. I was sitting in the company of Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. After a little while, I said to him, I am leaving. I am leaving. I am disturbing you in your ibadat, in your worship. So he replied, brother, he's speaking with friends, not an act of worship. Speaking deen, this is not an act of worship. Hazrat says also, that even if a person who doesn't have the nur of dhikr in his heart has a love of dunya, you say even his talks of deen is dunya also, unless he has fikr for his islah. I'm speaking this now from my own islah, otherwise it's just chit chat. Like Hazrat says, now two brothers were going on the train, they booked the ticket, and before they boarded, the chalo will buy some peanuts and some chapo, not chapo, paper. They say now they got into the train, like we take popcorn, alright? So they got the peanuts, and then they got the newspaper, etc. So as they're talking, they say, chalo hum kuch dini baat kare. They come and speak some dini baat. So they say, by dini baat, is not peanuts and newspaper. Something big and great. You guys just talking about sahil. Right, just past time. So, then Hazrat says, those that are the fikr of Islam, they're making the dhikr every day, even they talking dunya is deen also. But they're talking dunya, as you mentioned last week, there's two languages. One is the language of the heart, one is the language of the tongue. Language of the tongue, you talk dunya. 2 months' time, 3 months' time. Right? Then we're going here, we're going there, we're planning things. So we're talking dunya. Dunya operates like that. Now you've got to plan 6 months ahead, 4 months ahead. But the heart is saying one language. La ilaha illallah. Whether I'll get the yalla, I don't know. But this is how dunya operates. So you can't say, no, we're not planning ahead. We're living day by day. Day to day, we're living like that. Then we know what will happen. There'll be now all upside down in dunya. Bread, milk. You know, tomorrow we'll see. We're living by the day only. So dunya is like this. So there's a lughat and there's a language of dunya. And the language of deen is one. That the language of the heart mustn't change. When the language of dunya gets into the heart, that's when we have a problem. Hazrat says, then that person also talking deen is dunya. He's talking deen to impress somebody. Or he's talking in the right language now. As Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatul Ali. Some people now, they keep not a sunnat beard, but they keep a beard. It's an in-between beard. Between the sunnat and fashionable beard. So when they were the pious people, he said, no, we're with you also. And they, when the fashionable people, then you also can blend with you all also. So no, either, no, udar. They're not here, they're not there. So that's now like the munafiqeen. Weren't here, they weren't there. So in the same way, the lughat of the heart and the language of the heart is to be solid. So Hazrat told him, the brother is speaking with friends, not an act of ibadat. It happened to me on one occasion. I went to Hazrat Sahab, the Hadith Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, at a time of his solitude, when he was in called Khalwat. Then in Talabawan also, when you go, in Talabawan, then Hazrat Zamin, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib was there, and Hazrat Tanwi, Muhaddis Tanwi was there, and Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki were there. The three Mashayikh in one Khanka. And all were giants. One was a Muhaddis, right? This Muhaddis Tanwi. Then one was a great Hafiz, also Hafiz Zamin Shaheed, and Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So they in Talabawan till today also, on the just in the Sahan area, they've got little rooms over there. Little rooms, and the rooms are very small. It's called a Khalwat Gah. Gah means a place. So Khalwat Gah, a place of solitude. So these are the rooms where the Mashaykh used to perform the Tahajjud Salah and the Dhikrullah. And the way the rooms are designed like a cave also, it comes down like that. What shape you call it now? Like a cave shape. Understand? Is that like a square room? So why they made it like Lagari Hira? Like the cave of Hira. And Nabi Ali used to be in solitude. But the rooms are original still like that. And they go to the Khalwat Ga, Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki, Rahmatullah. This is where he used to sit and make his dhikr. But they still have those over there. But they used to see, they used to be in solitude, make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, it happened to me one occasion. I went to Hazrat Sahab at a time of his solitude. I then said to him by way of an apology, this is Hazrat's time for solitude. I shouldn't have come here at this time. However, I came here out of intense yearning, out of shock and desire, Hazrat. I came to see you now. So Hazrat replied, solitude is for outsiders, not for one's own beloveds. I am in solitude. Solitude now means cut off from outsiders, not for those that are beloved, they are welcome. So it shows now the intense muhabbat and love between the Shaykh and the Murid, that you are part of us now. Is that like now, you are somebody out. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali added, when true seekers, Murideen, sit near a person, this does not cause a disruption in his solitude. Because they're part of the same, they say, birds of a feather flock together. And Shafi would say also, the best moments of my time is when I found birds of a feather, of my feather, who want to speak ilm, fiqh, hadith, Quran. And he said that we can speak the whole night. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, after Hajj, he went to Medina Munawwara. And there he met Imam Dar al Hijra, the Imam of the city of Hijrat, referring to Medina Munawwara. The Imam of Medina Munawwara at that time was Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh, Malik bin Anas, the founder of Maliki Madhab. So they met outside the Masjid al-Nabawi. And they began to speak and said the whole night came out till Fajr. And after they departed, then Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, and he noted, he said, إِنَّهُ لَفَقِيهٌ. This man is a great alim, a great jurist, like one Shaykh al-Hadith saying, now what a Shaykh al-Hadith. So he would say, إِنَّهُ لَفَقِيهٌ, is a great jurist of deen. So like this, the entire night is to come out in this manner. Also a very important point over here, which Hazrat explains to us also, that when the Shaykh is in solitude, making Quran tilawat, so a person can gauge now whether I should go or I shouldn't go. He should know more or less. And that too also was very important, that when the Shaykh or the senior is in solitude and a person comes there, he should make his presence known, that he is there. Sometimes now the person might do something which is not befitting for other people to see, and I doesn't realize. Sometimes he might take a call, some emergency, he doesn't know somebody is, they're sitting behind him. So it's very importantly that a person makes his presence known, that I am here, I'm sitting over here. Then obviously the Shaykh will either let him sit or tell him, come sit here. Make zikr also, or read your Quran Sharif also. Alright? Because, and also the adab and the ethical of meeting somebody senior, this we have to learn also. Right? We find, we meet mashayikh, ulama sometime. So from, so what happens, the person sits, like I'm sitting. Then we come from behind and we tap the person. Then he must look back, who's that man? Then this is against etiquette. You must come to the front. He doesn't have to bend and talk to you like that. Then this is, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he spoke to somebody, to anybody, he would look at him square. He would look him in the face, but he would give him full attention. In this manner, we are taught now, even parents also, we don't want to tap them. Who's that now? So you must never do that. You come from the front and you make a salam alaikum. Oh, very importantly also, when two people are speaking together, third person can't come and just stand over there. He might be speaking something personal. Now they've got to change the topic. He's giving his halat or something, whatever it may be. So we just can't, unless now the Shaykh or the senior sees you, they can come stand here, nothing private. He can be part of it. So it's important we do just don't and sit over there. So it's important to make ourselves, our presence known, that we are there. Then Hazrat says also, there are times where the mashayikh don't mind people around them, but it's not a time to speak right now. We got our ma'amula to finish. Another person's come ask a question, but now you didn't tell me you're coming to speak to me. Yes, different thing, you're a musafir. You're leaving. You're going. So you gotta ask now. Then that's a different matter altogether. But Hazrat say, like after Fajr, Hazrat used to take a walk to the house before. Now the Saadis used to walk with him on either side. Now they're thinking of things to talk. Hazrat would say, Hazrat Tanu Rahimullah, you should tell the Muridin, this is my time to read my wazifas. Once I get home now, is it time to read? Wazifas, it's time for the family. So this time I'm walking right now, you're gonna allow me to finish my whatever I have to do. But once I get home now, there's no time. Yes, if you want time, then you may ask me, I'll give you special time altogether. Then coming now and hoping to get time, and I don't have the time to give you. Because now is my time for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, my Quran Tilawah, Zikrullah, Wazaif. But there's time for everything also. So when you're walking with the Mashaykh and they're not talking, it means you also must engage what they are doing. Sometimes the Shaykh is reading Quran Sharif. Now we're just sitting looking at him. But you read your Quran also. You read your Quran, you take out your tasbihat. And he must be aware that you there also. So Hazrat says now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali added, when two seekers sit near a person, this does not cause a disruption in his solitude. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, Subhanallah, look at his inclusiveness. He solved this issue with a few words. The objective of solitude is to focus on Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and this is nevertheless already acquired by the spiritual masters. They got their closeness already. Therefore, the presence of true seekers is not harmful to them. Ajib point Hazrat mentions over here, these two words used, khalwat and jalwat. Khalwat means to be in solitude. Jalwat means to be in public. Hazrat says the mashayikh, as Hazrat says over here, that the masters in the field, they already, their hearts are focused on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They're talking, but as I say, the language of the heart hasn't changed. La ilaha is still going through the heart. When he's speaking to him, he understands I'm speaking to makhluq, my khaliq now, Allah Ta'ala's camera is on me. Allah Ta'ala is listening to me. Allah is hearing me. Allah is looking at me. They're focusing on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hadrat says, there are many people who are in khalwat. They are in solitude, but in reality, they're in jalwat. Physically, they are isolated in solitude, but spiritually, their hearts are roaming everywhere. So he's just making La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So he's counted 100 beads. He's counted 100 beads with the name of Allah. Understand? Once you finish, 100 finished. So how you counted 100? Saying La ilaha illallah. But not one La ilaha illallah hit the heart. It was just now. But that to Hazrat says too is beneficial. You took the multivitamin tablet in the morning by mistake, the wrong one, it's going to give you a boost. So this La ilaha illallah also, that although it's an empty capsule, but it'll still benefit you. But some people are in khalwat physically, but spiritually they're in jalwat, in public. Their hearts are roaming everywhere. And he says there are many mashayikh and ulama and ashiqs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're in jalwat, they're busy, but their heart is in khalwat. Their heart is by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But they're busy, they're looking busy. And you see, you just interact with him and you feel, you know what, the person got something in him. Because he's talking to you, he's busy whatever he's doing, but his heart is not affected. His heart now, I just want to finish his work now, get back to the masjid, get to my Quran, take out my tasbih and read it a little bit. So he's just doing work to finish it. There's no really enjoyment in it. Enjoyment is the dhikr of Allah. So as I said, the person can be in jalwat, he's sitting in the masjid, but he's sitting quietly, he's in khalwat. He's by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. His ruh is there, and he's enjoying himself, thinking, I'm sitting here, talking to my Allah, and just enjoying that moment right now, sitting quietly in the masjid, in the house of Allah. Like sitting in the back, you won't get this. Now you're looking around everywhere. Sitting in the front, now you're focused. Now you can think about Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Therefore, the presence of true seekers is not harmful to them, the true seekers. Obviously, one has to abstain from intermingling with novices. Novices, amateurs, new people now, they just came in. Especially those who are not of the same frame of mind, that are the same flock. Now they want to come there, they want to see what's happening over here, what they're doing. Alright, oh, he's just going to come and sit over there, and really there's no benefit to him nor to yourself. So then, as I say, those people disrupt you now. They just want to make. Remember, the mashayikh also don't have time for socializing, chit chat. People have a lot of time, they phone, how's it by, what you're doing, what's happening, where you going, where you came from. Socializing. They don't have time to socialize. They want to capitalize on their time. Alright, so whatever calm it is, get to the calm, finish, then over. Hazrat see some people also, they come and ask, Hazrat, how's the family? What you know about my family? Ask about my family. What business you want to my family? Alright, those that know the family is different, but is that adab also to ask Mashaykh, how's the family? It's not your business, how's the family? Ask me, how I am, it's fine. He's not going to ask you, how's your family? Unless now there is family, muhabbat, contact, whatever it may be. The basis for mutual agreement is humility. The next marfuz. The basis for mutual agreement is humility. Mutual agreement. To agree on something, there has to be humility, at least from one side. Whether it be husband and wife also. But now we know the other one better. We agree to disagree. So rawadeba, I leave it now. Right, we'll never agree because we agree to disagree. You should learn this one. The basis for mutual agreement is humility. Humble yourself. And agree to the point, and Allah Ta'ala will take out the khair of it. Those who possess the quality of humility will enjoy mutual agreement. Note, this is an important point of experience. Humility and servitude are already liked. Humility and servitude, to be humble, to humble oneself, is already liked by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah loves these qualities already. To give in, not to haram now. Also, when it comes to haram, makruh, then there's a way how to handle it. We're not harsh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned clearly about him that he wasn't saqaban, wala badhadan, wala la'anan. He never was a person that was shouting in the marketplace also. specifically mentioned, he would never shout in the marketplace. He was never vulgar. He would never curse. He would never raise his voice. But he got all the work done. All the work got done. Whether it was the kuffar, or the Jews, Yahud, Nasara, Mushrikeen, with everybody, the work got done. So humility and servitude already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that possess these qualities. The creation also likes these qualities. The creation also likes it to be humble, to have humility within you. Therefore, if every person has a quality of humility, there will be no question of mutual disputes. How much do you find now? Court cases for what reason? Same thing. Court cases for same reason. We'll go to court. Why? Be humble. Even if it is your haqq also, Allah will fulfill it. You don't have to fight for your haqq. That's why they say when it comes to dunya and maal, don't ever fight for it. It's already napak. Don't fight for something napak. If it has to come to you, it must come to you with honor and izzat. Must it come with disgrace and with insults and curses? It must come with honor. That's how maal must come. Yes, deen, they will exert ourselves, we'll go all out. So Allah Ta'ala loves humility. And sometimes we don't realize when we speak also, there's no humility. It's become very common. No, I like it like this. I prefer it like this. And it's always your opinion. They don't realize everything is about me. I have to say about what I like, or what I prefer. Or we've already did it. Or we already went there. Do like you don't know. Make the person happy. The person says, we went somewhere. Yeah, we already went there. Listen to him at least. Give him a hearing. MashaAllah, you enjoyed it. It was nice. He also give you the car guzar. You already cut him short. I said, we already saw it. What do you say? When they saw it, did it. We were all, if you were there, boy. All right, we finished. Now, so don't waste your time telling me about it. Give the person a chance. We heard from among the adab of bayan also. No matter how many times you heard the story, still do like you didn't hear it. Did you make amal upon it? I know it. And I know the hadith. I'm still learning. That's why, O Mashaykh, see, keep on your back this big L. You know the L? Learner. Urdu they say, may seek tarhu. Seek tar, I'm still a learner. Sikra means to learn. I'm still learning. I don't know everything still. I'm still learning. So if we keep that on, then Allah Ta'ala will teach us. So you say, I'm qualified, then finished. Then we won't learn anything. So I'm still learning. So have humility when it comes to the wife also, comes to the children also. Be humble, humility. I don't cut anybody short. Give them a hearing, give them time. So Allah Ta'ala loves these qualities of humility and servitude. And even the creation also likes these qualities. Therefore, if every person has a quality of humility, there will be no question of mutual disputes. Comes to miras inheritance, you want to fight for it? You want to fight for it? Take it, bismillah. You can have it. You can? Have it. Don't ever fight for it. Person says, even somebody comes with a claim also. And somehow, there's some dispute on really whose it is. Example, the car sometime. Car father put it in son's name. Alright. Now the dispute, does it really belong to car, to the son? Or was it just for statutory purposes, tax purposes, etc. And that's the whole thing in the family now. Is it brother's car or not his car? A little bit of doubt, but you keep it. Allah keep you happy. Finish, no dispute. Allah will never shortchange you. Allah will never shortchange you. Person who has humility, man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu. Allah's promise. If you will humble yourself, Allah will raise you. Rafa'a means Allah will raise you. Allah will give you in a time that you need it the most. And then also that time, sometimes people say, oh man, I'll be humble now. Then he'll check after that. But I'll be driving. Now you know, show him a point. This is humility that now. You make dua for him. Forget the whether the hadith is a deenun nasiha. The crux, essence of deen is well-wishing. Wish well for everyone. Allah give you even more. You want it, you have some claim or to it. It's on your name. He said that Abba told you it's yours. No problem. Barakat for you. Mubarak, alhamdulillah. Very good. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. Make dua for him. Make dua, open the heart. Deenun nasiha. Deen is well-wishing. That is now, it shows that I've got deen in my life. The wise, what do you say? Let him take it. He'll see what will happen to him. What do you eat haram? Yatim mal? All you see, we say, black man, black. I'm okay. Sometimes we talk so much about other people, that I tell people, I wonder what people are talking about you. You're always saying, oh, that one, this one, that family member. I wonder what they're talking about us. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with us. Alhamdulillah, we are clean and pure 100%. Hey, who's 100%? To have humility, have humbleness, doesn't mean that I got to make a statement every time. So there be no question of mutual disputes. All these disputes are there because of ego. All because of ego. Husband and wife, same problem. Ego. Instead, there will be unity and agreement. Here in the fourth point in Tabligh also, we speak about come a little bit closer. Any brothers need the sofa, they can sit on top, no problem. Haji Sahib can sit on top, inshallah. Upar bitte. Anwar, you're alright, bhai, Anwar. There's a place for you, yeah, bhai. Don't need problems, Anwar, bhai. Anybody needs a sofa, they can take a chair also, inshallah. So, dekho, bhai. So, in the fourth point of Ikram, Musa Sulu is a very powerful thing. He says in Ikram, in Da'wat, you go in Jamaat, fourth point Ikram, to be kind to others, to honor them, to feed them. So he would say that if we make an effort to fulfill everyone's haqq and right, Muslim, non-Muslim, fulfill the rights of people without demanding our own right, without demanding. Now we say, why should we do if they're not doing? Why should we go the extra mile they're not prepared to do for us? Already ego, that is. Oh, our mind works like this way. Whereas the temperament of Nubuwat was absolutely opposite. We go all out. The Zaid bin Dasana, Zaid bin, that one Jew, he heard Nabi alayhi salatu salam, amongst his qualities was that he had a very high level of tolerance, hilm. And the more you challenged him, the more you put him in the corner, the more you pushed him, the more tolerant he becomes. Look at that now. Right, easy to say it. But somebody really now is cutting you in and out, and then he's doing this. Now he said, you know, I had enough, I think now. Now I'll show this guy. Right? With the family, with the children also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had this quality. So the Zaid was a Jew. So somehow he worked his way, Masjid al-Nabawi, came for the majlis, just like a Muslim, whatever. And slowly, slowly, after some time, he made his way through and he got to the front. And that day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving majlis. So a person came to borrow some money. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, I don't have right now. So, Jew boy, here's my opportunity. Oh Muhammad, lend him. I lend it to you, lend it to him. So Nabi alayhi salam agreed. So he took it from him and he lent this sahabi. So this stipulated a date of payment, repayment. The day before, now he wanted to test what I read in the scriptures. I saw everything besides this one point. That the more you handle Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the more you push him in a corner, the more tolerant he becomes. So the day before that, he saw the majlis was on. Sahaba was sitting there, radiallahu anhum, Umar bin Khattab too, he's there. So he walks in. He walks up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he grabs him by the collar. Oh Muhammad, pay your debt. Oh, the kitab says that Umar bin Khattab's eyes were rolling in his eye sockets. How dare you? And he said, Da'ni, O Nabi of Allah, let me behead him. How dare he? So he said, as I jolted Nabi Ali a few times, as I shook him, he broke into a smile and a bigger smile and a bigger smile. He didn't move him at all. No frown, no anger, absolute cool. I was shocked. And how I'm shaking him up and what I'm telling him. And then he told Umar bin Khattab, Umar, you should be telling me, Ya Rasulullah, pay the person earlier than the stipulated time. Should be telling me that. Not chop his head. Umar, now you take him. Take him to Baytul Mal and give him the best of camels and give him extra also. When he heard that, upon that, he read, La ilaha, shadu la ilaha illallah. Just on that one. Hilm. What humility. Now, we see in our this thing. Then somebody pushes us. We say, oh, I may sabar, and then I let go. Then I couldn't hold it. Then Hazrat says, Subhanallah, what is Islahi Kamil? What's complete Islah? He says, our mind, complete Islah is before, after 5 minutes, I should lose it. Alright? Now, Morana and I can pull 20 minutes. Alhamdulillah. 20 minutes. I don't get angry. Right, even half an hour sometime too, I don't get angry. Hazrat says that a person couldn't hold his anger. Within 2 minutes he was spark. 5 minutes. He said now alhamdulillah he's got concern about Islam. He says now after 10 times he gets angry. After 10, not 10 hours now, 10 incidents of the same thing. And he still got angry. He said, Abhi tak uska islah sa kamil nahi hua. Islah not made, is it? He must never get angry. Finished. Period. Mustn't get angry. He said, no, but there's too much. He said, your islah not made still. Islah is not made still. The anger mustn't come at all. You must crush it completely. You must get crushed with it. No matter who it may be, he said, before I should hold it, before I should let go, now, you know, he still sent me a message, and it still happened, I kept it, Hazrat Alhamdulillah, now, cool. But after the 10th time, then, said, Islah not me. This is complete Islah. Where absolute mashayikh, they don't get moved whatsoever. Man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa a'ta lillah, wa mana'a lillah, faqad istakmala al-iman. Aw kama qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that person who loves lillah for the sake of Allah, wa abghada lillah, and he hates, he dislikes, he gets angry for the sake of Allah, wa mana'a lillah, he holds back, doesn't give for the sake of Allah, and he gives for the sake of Allah, he has completed half of his iman. These four things. He loves only for Allah's sake. When you say, uhibbuka fi Allah, I love you for Allah's sake, what does it mean? It means whatever you tell me, whether it's good things or bad things, or you criticize me or you're rude to me, it will not change my love for you. This is al-hubbu lillah, to love for the love of Allah. We love the ulama, we love the mashayikh, for the sake of whatever you shout me also. Like our mashayikh before, alright, sometime with the murids now, they say, we'll wait for them to give me one shot. Oh, the way I should enjoy it. Give me one, like Haji Abdullah Habsab rahmatullah alayh. He used to give bayan in the morning in Raiwin. How many years he gave bayan there? And Hazrat says, we haven't seen any person in the world like Haji Saab, that usually it's impossible for a speaker, for an alim, for a person giving bayan, to have so much sukoon in his own bayan that he falls asleep. Haji Saab used to fall asleep in his own bayan. This was the level of his yaqeen upon Allah. What I'm telling you is haqq. So he used to speak, he used to fall asleep. And when he used to wake up, exactly where he stopped, he continued from there. And who sit in front of him will get one tamacha. That was nice restlessness. Restlessness, he used to have the fikr for the ummat. The people used to go sit there to get that one tamacha of hidayat, clap of hidayat. And he used to take pride in it, out of muhabbat. Even sahaba ikram used to enjoy it. So khair, what are you speaking about now? The person who loves for the sake of Allah, nothing will change my muhabbat. Abu Ghadalillah is angry only for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never got angry for his own self. Never. You get angry only for the sake of Allah. And ajeeb, oh mashayikh, how they displayed this practically in their lives. For the sake of tarbiyat of the murid, for the sake of tarbiyat of the student, then they would show anger. Hazrat says that they ustaz Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi Muradabadi was a Shaykh al-Hadith in Deoband for 40 years plus. With ustaz Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib also rahmatullah alayhi. The great wali of Allah he was. And as I mentioned also, that many times he saw his Shaykh in a dream, and as I says, certain time came in his life when Hazrat in his bayan, he became very, very light-hearted. Making some jokes a little bit, just to capture the crowd, teach him a lesson. So many people say, no, what's this? Jokes in the bayan. Never jokes in the bayan before. They say, I saw my ustaz in a dream one time. All by the qabrastan. And he was sitting on a charpai above the qabr. Exactly, clearly, he was sitting there. Mawlana Umar Palampuri, rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat was very close to him. The colleague made him sit. And then the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Fakhruddin told him, Abdul Hamid, the entire alam and world is taking benefit from your bayans, continue with it. For two or three dreams he had, like this. So when the Fakhruddin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat says that when he went to Deoband, then it became his responsibility to make tea for his ustaz. Now, he said the tea that he used to make for him, it had to be absolutely boiling, boiling, boiling hot. Otherwise, he'd drink it like cold water. ये चाय नहीं है, चाय हैज़ टू बी लब सोस, लब सोस बर्न द लिप्स, बी लब रेज, लब रेज लब सोस हर रोज, बी कप फुल कप ट्राई टू द टॉप, लब रेज लब सोस बर्न द लिप्स हर रोज एंड एवरी डे मस्ट ड्रिंक इट. ये चाय इज अ रियल टी. सो यू सी इज खैर, सो यू शुड मेक, ही सेड इज नॉट हॉट इनफ. दे फाइनली वी ऑर्डर फ्रॉम साउथ अफ्रीका इन ड्यूबन दिस थ्री एनामल मग्स कोमिश, so one for the water, one for the milk, and one for the cup, to boil the cup also. This will boil the cup in water. So now we hardly can hold the cup also, we used to mix the tea, and this will start sabaks after Isha till midnight, every night, after Isha till Bukhari Sharif. Big class, hundreds of students, ustaz will sit on a tipai, on a little takhat, on a little, what you call it, like a platform, right? And he'll have his little bit, his little lamp there. In the kitab, so that his lamp over there in the kitab is Bukhari Sharif. So my Brahmi sahab used to bring the tea for him, and the tea, imagine now, spouting hot, boiling. So he used to put it now on Hazrat's left hand side. Which is that day, after all the days now, I noticed Hazrat every time he was to drink, he has stretched his hand over there and take the tea and drink and put it back there. It wasn't comfortable for him. So I thought, now let me put it on this side. This study, I stood up. And I went to take the cup and I hit it, and he spilled onto his tie and kurta pants. He said he just frowned, cringed a bit, and he continued the sabak. He didn't say anything. Well, I said, that was finished, yeah. I want to get a shouting of my life now. So clumsy. After sabaks and all finished, then he went to Hazrat, maaf karna. See, I got a shouting. He said, but for what? He says, all these months or weeks you're making the tea, you should be at least chokanna, be alert. You couldn't see that all this time you're putting the tea near the lamp, these insects are falling into the tea. So next time be a bit more careful. He didn't speak about himself, that I got burnt. But in the future, anybody you're serving, be a bit alert and see now where you're putting the tea. He said, never speak anything about his burnt. Selfless, completely. Nabi of Allah never got angry for himself. Never got angry for himself. My this or my that, absolutely nothing. And our whole anger is about ourselves. Because my thing, where's this of mine, where you put this of mine, all is about me. And whereas for them, they were, yes, with tarbiyat of children, we're going to teach them. Children's tarbiyat now, to nurture them correctly, to be responsible, that we're going to teach them. The Hazrat says now, that the creation also likes these qualities of humility and servitude. If every person has a quality of humility, there will be no question of mutual disputes. Instead, there will be unity and agreement. Right? The only thing now, the only outcome of this is that we won't need lawyers then. We know disputes. All are humble, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, barakatuh. A person used to relate that a man said to Hazrat, Haji Sahib, Maki, that such and such person says this about you, says so and so thing about you. It is very common among the mashayikh that you'll find. Hazrat says also, Hazrat Masyullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah would say that if a so-called pious person, Sheikh Alim, doesn't have enemies, he said, you should be wary of him, be careful. He said, because he seems doing everything for the people. He's chumming with that one, friend with that one, friendly with that one. No, he's singing everybody's tune. He said, then he was raised that on the haqq. He's compromising here and there. So you should be careful. You have to. Nabi Ali said, has so many enemies. He was on the haqq. Those that didn't like the haqq, then they would oppose him. So the mashayikh always had this also because they were on the haqq. They had those that didn't like them. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali replied, so he says now that a man said to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, such and such a person says this and this about you. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali replied, that person is better than you. That person is better than you. At least he said it behind my back. We have proved to be so inconsiderate that you come and said it to me directly in my face. You're hurting my feelings now. You're hurting my. I didn't know about it. So you come in to tell me. And I taught him a lesson. Now this you can tell a murid of yours. Alright? Because now he's going to learn. Right? You don't come tell me so and so is saying that now. No need to tell me. What I didn't know, I didn't know. The life carried on now. Yes, something to correct me, then it's different. The man was immensely mortified and never had the guts to carry tails again. They cut his tail one time. That is, tail was carrying tails, this is. That the same man, naqala ilayk, naqala anka. That person who carries tails to you, speaks to you about others, will speak about you to others also. He has a habit to report to you every time this and that. Remember, whatever you're going to tell him, you go tell that person also something. Hey, but you know, he mentioned this about you also. Oh, so he got the habit of carrying from here to there. As I mentioned to us also about Mawlana Qasim Ibn Nuti rahmatullah alayh, when he came to Delhi from Deoband, so he had a few of his students with him. They became much senior ulama thereafter. So when they came to Delhi, there was a certain masjid in Delhi where the Imam was a great Qari, the beautiful Quran Sharif. The only thing is now that alim, that Imam of that masjid, was a Barelvi, Bida'ati. So he had given open fatwa. Hazrat Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali is kafir. His kafir is Gustakhi Rasul. Because he has no respect for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He got some information. So based on the information he got, he gave his fatwa open. That Qasim Nanutwi is a kafir Gustakhi Rasul. So disrespect to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was known that he is Hazrat Nanuti Rahmatullah, who was the founder of Darul Deoband. When they came to Delhi, so these three, four students that were with Hazrat, so they are discussing now, tomorrow morning Fajr will go there. We'll go there quietly. So I don't say, how can you go there? That Imam now says that our Shaykh, our Ustaz, is a kafir. I know his salah behind him. Yeah, but his qirat is very good. Now talking to Hazrat, Hazrat heard about this. Hazrat heard the whole conversation. So next morning we go to Fajr, it will surely give for namaz day. And you go to shock. But that man calls you kafir. He calls you an open fatwa. Alright. And you go read namaz behind him. Say, chalo, we'll go there. Because his Quran tilawat is good. Makharij, his tajweed is good compared to the other ulama, the other imams here. So we'll go read salah behind him. So they went. They joined the saf, read the salah, everything. So after Fajr namaz, Imam turns around. Then he sees Mawlana Hazrat Nanuti sitting over there. I think somebody informed him or he picked up. He got a shock. This man killed his salah behind me. I give open fatwa. This man is kafir. So anyway, after salah, Hazrat went to make salam with him. He was shocked. He was shocked that how come you came to make salam with me? He said, your Quran tilawat is excellent. So we can read salah behind you. But this one thing that I'm upset with you about, I have reservations about. He said, Acha, he said, the first thing you gave fatwa of kufra for me, upon me. He said, I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy that you gave the fatwa of kufra upon me based upon what you heard, that I mentioned these few statements about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So accordingly, your fatwa is correct. Number two, you didn't verify that I said it. So the first point is, that you gave the fatwa of kufr, so I'm telling you, if somebody did make those statements that are attributed to me, that was the right thing for you to do. Pass fatwa of kufr. But the second part of it, now you didn't verify, I didn't say those statements. But I honor you for your fatwa still. Because you still had the courage and the guts and to protect the honor of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you gave that fatwa, which was the right fatwa you gave. But the second part, you didn't verify. And you said, I'm kafir. But I honor you for that. Look at them now. Look at his level of humility. What we won't say about that person. What the murids won't say. What the students won't say. Right? Whether he be some alim, whatever part of our country, give some fatwa and finish. Even for the jugular, there's no veins left now. What are you going to finish off his now? Finish everything. He argues fatwa like this. Right? If a fatwa came from P and he says all like this, like that, and everything else. But if you tell him anything, he'll take it. Hazrat says to about Omana, this Isa. When once he wrote, look at Hazrat Subhanallah, his humanity. And then we just walk into the house over here at that time. You know, Islahi Jalsa in Hilal. So a whole article came out that time. Right? With Hazrat's name and everything there. I'm thinking now, should I say it was it? Don't tell him about it, etc. So Awal Adani, we didn't know this point now. He wrote it there, I will tell him directly. But khair. So as we walk in, I told Hazrat, there was an article came out now about this Dai Jalsa and the fake sheikh and peers and muris and all that. So I said, Bahut acha. He said, Bahut acha, very good. He says, Ul Yusuf, in my heart, in our hearts, we have 100% certainty. He said, we have 100% certainty that whatever he is writing, that he is writing with 100% sincerity to defend the deen of Allah. There is no other ulterior motives. We believe in that. So I believe he's writing everything with absolute ikhlas, sincerity, and I fear whether I have sincerity or not myself. I'm afraid for myself. But for him, I know he's doing it only for Allah. So we admire him for that. That he writes it without any fear. And he's not for, he's looking for fame and name. He doesn't want the fame and name. He's doing it to defend the deen of Allah, and we fear our ikhlas. So we do our work quietly. We do it quietly as we trying to do it. Then after that also, whatever he had written over there, that there were certain things now that was mentioned on the website, quoting some ulama ikram. There was that time now, the poster came out for i'tikaf. So on the poster we put there, brothers will be accommodated, meals will be served, washing laundry will be done, everything. So he took out an article, and the khankas have become laundromats. And on the websites, see, they called big mashayikh, what the khankas were before, but look at what the khankas really are. So this is told the brothers around him, they read the article, whatever he's saying is right, let's take heed. And if it's befitting, as they say, the cap, let's wear it. Then whatever he's saying, with it fit to be on the website, take it out. Accordingly, Hazrat removed it. What he's saying is right. Our khankas are not like the khankas were before. We can't claim to be like that. So remove all those malfuzat that we have, etc., etc. Look at the level of humility now. Right? Not that now, this is not what we're doing here. We'll show him. We'll go and tell him there. We'll pay him a visit. Nothing whatsoever. So here he says now that you have proved to be so inconsiderate that you came and said it directly in my face. The man was immensely mortified and never had the guts to carry tails again. This practice is most worthy of emulation. If the seniors and Sufis give a similar reply to tail bearers, the door of tail bearing will be shut. Hazrat says to us, the Thani will say, Hakim Sahib will say also, and even the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu, don't come and tell me the bad of others. Let me come out to my Sahaba with a clean and open heart. Yes, it is something really to sort out. They don't carry a tail. Come together. Let's sort it out. Now you come say one story, now I must keep quiet. How do I ask a person, now is it so? Is that my job then? If you have a problem with somebody, then come together. Let's sort it out. That's islah now. It demonstrates total following of the sunnah because we are ordered to humiliate flatterers of this nature. To humiliate flatterers of this. Somebody who flatters you in public, right, then they say you must actually humiliate them. But you're speaking lies, I'm not like that. So there are two hadiths there. We'll discuss it some other time. It proves Hazrat's superior wisdom because the door of evils can be sealed very easily in this way. As the Talmud says, Subhanallah, the Hakim al-Umad rahmatullahi alayhi drew our attention to excellent points. It is especially beneficial and worthy of emulation for seniors in deen. That you don't just listen to people carrying tails, but you cut it from the root. Something that is true, bring the proof for it. Don't just hearsay. You just heard it and you're saying it. Like this, what happens now becomes very, very common. And also, Hazrat explains to us that remember, the mashayikh, they don't get wahi also. That they're going to know everything. Right? Sometimes they, in their own frame of mind, and the murids or people around them also don't realize this. They felt that he didn't tell me this, or he ignored me, or he didn't call me, etc., etc. They say when it comes to muhabbat and the love for the sake of Allah should be without any reservations and without any clauses and restrictions. You love the person for the sake of Allah. What happens sometimes, the murid gets stuck by the sheikh. He Hazrat didn't call me, or Hazrat didn't give me a look, or he didn't make sana with me. But who are you here for? You're not here for the Hazrat. Sometimes we get stuck with this. Right. One person came recently also that there was some dispute between two parties. So they came to the Sheikh. So the Sheikh didn't listen, must have listened to only one side, to the junior, didn't listen to the seniors. He called them, he don't let make maaf. Let's move on. Person got offended. Anyway, I explained to him, I said, see, what you went for? Went for the Muhabbat of Allah. The Shaykh is only a wasila intermediary. Don't put your hat there. You came with the pleasure of Allah. Now you got hurt, so you took a step back. So who are you there for? For yourself? Or to win his attention? Or to win Allah's attention? So you get crushed over here also. But the Allah is for you. I'm going for your Muhabbat. I'm going for your sake. And yes, if a person felt offended, they should go forward. Send a message, communicate, keep it. So shaitan, once he starts in this path over here, he's put a person's brain. Yeah, you see, it happened like this, and you make it, oh, kachumbar. But the Shaykh, he said, well, you mustn't think of all these things. You mustn't think of all these things like this. But now, person is in sakarat now, spiritual sakarat. Then I know what to do. But he goes ahead, go straight up ahead, and go speak to the person. Go and put your case down. Whether I felt like this, I felt like. But the focus, very importantly, as I say, the focus is Allah. The maqsood is Allah. La maqsooda illallah. So the maqsood is Allah. And as I mentioned now, that what it means to love for the sake of Allah. If I love my Shaykh for the sake of Allah, then nothing will change my muhabbat. If he has criticized me, chase me away, the Tabi rahimahullah will chase him away. Make him sleep outside the khanqa. And with a smile, they will go and sleep. The Hazrat chased me away. So much Muhammad. Hazrat shouted me. Hazrat gave me a hiding. And how they would love. Why? I'm getting attention. Although in the wrong way, but I'm getting his attention. So in that way now, Hazrat says, nowadays we're going to have mittens on now. Look after everybody. I get hurt. I can see now. I'm getting hurt. How much I'm full of myself. I got hurt. I got humiliated. I got criticized. I felt, I. Oh, by now, when the eye is going to come out now? When the eye is going to, I'm going there for the sake of Allah. That's why Muhammad Sula Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, the person has istihzar and consciousness of Allah. Then he realizes whatever is happening to me is only by the will of Allah. And he gives the example also, a person about chubby, plumpy, mashallah, and somebody thumped him on his back with a flat palm. You know how it stings. He said, if his sly is made and his heart is connected to Allah, he will not even look back or hit him. Allah, it came from you. I'm happy. If you're happy, we hit him, ya Allah, I'm happy. He said, his heart is connected. As a road rage, somebody hit you, how you flare up? Oh, it's you. Somebody else, oh, finished. He said, look at how much you are full of yourself. You won't even look back also. When you spotted Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to Stanger, 5 years ago, and with all the Murideen and Khulafa programs over there, when he was entering the masjid or coming out, Maulana says, after how many years I felt so good. Look at the Mashaykh, I felt so good on that day specifically. Maulana spoke about it how many times. He says, somebody called me, hey Yunus. I said, who's calling me? After how many years somebody's calling me? Just by my name only. It was an old school friend from Stanger, Marhum. Allah Ta'ala put his qabr with Noor. Alright, and because my marhum father, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and my inspirator sahab were in class together in school till 7-9. So this friend that passed away recently, once my father met him, I think he was 92 or so, he met in the masjid after years. He became Musalli finally. So he was telling my father, he says, you know, after how many years I'm coming now to the masjid, I started namaz now. Must have been already in his late 40s, I think. He said, I only know two surahs. He said, Surah Fatiha, Inna Atina Qul Huwallah. He says, so he never used to go to Maktab. That time, they had a very modern lifestyle. So no Maktab, no madrasa, no ulama, nothing whatsoever. Very well-to-do family. He said, where you learn these two surahs? He said, one day in school, attending Stanger Secondary High School, during the break, the Yunus Patel called me. They sat down on the bench, I teach you Inna Atina. I taught you Surah Ikhlas also. I only know these two surahs, he taught me. Whole life, I read these two surahs only. They were the same person. They called, hey Yunus. He said, all the Muris, who's calling him? The way Hazrat smiled. He said, today, man made my day. call me by name finally. Right? Now imagine we say, hey, you know, Hazrat. Then I tell the wife, call me Hazrat. You know, Hazrat Ji. So we want respect. Like many youngsters tell me, he said, Mudi Sahib, my wife don't respect me. I said, MashaAllah, welcome to the club. By which wife? Where you got this from? Really, one youngster says, I can't handle it anymore. You don't respect me. And it was on the brink of break. I said, who told you she must respect you? He said, no, this side must be, she must respect me. When I walk in the house, she must respect me. I said, illa illa. Finally, when he explained to him, then he said, hey, Murisab, everything is nice at home now. I just show her muhabbat, and with her, me showing her muhabbat, leave the respect, she shows me muhabbat now. Respect is there, but she shows me muhabbat now. Otherwise, because I used to come, I want respect, I don't show her any warmth. So obviously, she's not going to feel the warmth. Now I show her warmth, now she's so warm to me. Now leave the respect, now at least she's warm to me now. So this respect also, humility. The person who will lower himself, Allah Ta'ala will raise him. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah.
Any questions?
Anybody wants to leave, they can leave.